was that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
From August of 1966, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Little Red Riding Hood. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. I'm Mike Duke, and this week, for Father's Day, the Music Box includes several songs about Dad. From 1939, this is Mary Martin, My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
My heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. So I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Dad, 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 dad. So I want to warn you, laddie. Though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
Mm-hmm.
my daddy, he treats it so well. He treats it and treats it, and then he repeats it. Yes, daddy, he treats it so well.
The old master painter from the faraway hills painted the violets and the daffodils. He put the purple in the twilight haze, then did a rainbow for the rainy day.
Boom, 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 boom.
Then came his masterpiece, and when he was through, he smiled down from heaven and he gave me you. What a beautiful job on that wonderful day. The old master painter from the hills far away.
Hills far away.
Oh, dreamed up the murals in the blue summer sky. Painted the devil. And thrills, the old master painter from the far away hills.
Far away hills, boom, 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 boom.
Then came his masterpiece, and when he was through, he smiled down from heaven and he gave me you. What a beautiful job on that wonderful day. The old master painter from summer sky, painted the devil in my darling's eyes, captured the dreamer with a thousand thrills, the old master painter from the far away hills.
Far away,
far away,
far away, far away.
The Browns with their unmistakable harmony, the old master painter. Before that, Mary Martin with a Cole Porter song, My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Here's the song that gave New Orleans singer Clarence Henry the name Clarence Frogman Henry. A rock and roll classic from 1956, Ain't Got No Home.
Ooh, ooh, ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. I got a voice, I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
Ooh. Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and a messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. I keep a working every day, all you wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming unglued from your funny little moods. Now honey, baby, that ain't right. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. Packing up my clothes, nearly everybody knows that you're still just a putting me on. When I start a walking, gonna hear you start a squawking and a begging me to come back home. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
Born on June 15th, 1937, Waylon Jennings, Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line. And we heard Ain't Got No Home from Clarence Frogman Henry. Composer and orchestra leader David Rose was born on June 15th, 1910. He met comedian Red Skelton while they were both in the Army during World War II, and after the war became the musical conductor for his show. He wrote and recorded this piece for a television special in 1958. 4 years later, MGM Records wanted to rush release Rose's recording of Ebb Tide, but they needed a B-side. That's how The Stripper became a hit for David Rose in 1962.
You walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction. extinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender. Time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I can show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
Peggy Lee and her 1966 recording of a song from the Broadway musical Sweet Charity, Big Spender. We also heard David Rose with The Stripper, an unplanned B-side hit for him in 1962. The Music Box continues with the song that began as a children's nursery rhyme in England in the early 1850s and soon developed into a popular social dance. Its words have varied a bit through the years, and you can read several of those variations on Wikipedia. Anthony Newley recorded this version of the song in 1961. You'll recognize the tune and some of the words.
Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle, that's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel. Yeah. Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle, that's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel. Every night when I go out, the weasel's on the table. Take a stick and knock it off, pop goes the weasel. Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle, that's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel. Half a pound of twopenny rice, half a pound of treacle, mix it up and make it nice, pop goes the weasel. You know, pop goes the weasel. For years I've wondered what that meant, and nobody seemed to know. So I looked it up, and the official explanation goes something like this. Pop goes the weasel refers to the habit of London hatters long ago popping or pawning their weasels or accessories on Saturday night to buy liquor. Isn't that interesting? Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle, that's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel. But you know, I've got a theory of my own about pop goes the weasel. It's much simpler. Why did the weasel go, pop, go, pop, pop, pop goes the weasel? Why did the weasel go, pop? Cos they upped the price of tuppenny rice to fourpence. How did the pop get into the weasel, weasel? Pop goes the weasel. How did the pop get in there? Well, the weasel caught his beagle in the treacle. Now if you've got a weasel and you don't want him to pop, the next time you go shopping, don't to take him in the shop. 2, 3, 4, half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. Now that is the way that the money goes, pop goes the weasel. Every night when I go out, the weasel's sitting on the table. Now I take a stick and I knock it off, pop goes the weasel. Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle, that's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel. All together now, half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. Now I mix it up and I make it nice, pop, pop, pop goes the weasel, pop, pop, pop goes the weasel. the weasel, poppity, poppity, pop, 'cause the weasel now. Would you excuse me a moment? I'm just going to pop my weasel.
Actor, singer, and songwriter Anthony Newley was well known in England. Among his most notable music compositions are the standard What Kind of Fool Am I? And the music from the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You just heard his 1961 recording of Pop Goes the Weasel. There's another hour of the Music Box ahead on FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. Singer and songwriter Bobby Russell rounds out this hour of the show with a daddy song from 1970. This is 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero.
He's a 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero. And you can see him every weekend with a car full of kids and snow cones. And the people across town don't know his name, but on Franklin Pike Circle he's king. 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero. Well, at 5:35 at the corner of Franklin and Warner, a blue station wagon comes sliding around the corner. And on down Franklin Pike Circle, all you're seeing is a streak of blue. Pulls in the drive at the address of 1432. And he says, my head aches and my back hurts, and I don't feel like talking. Don't want to go to the show to see Dr. Zhivago. Don't want to take the dog out walking. I want to sit right here in this easy chair. It's been a jungle all day, you know. The 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero is home. He was out pitching ball with the kids in the neighborhood yesterday, and the old major leaguer had to quit 'cause he said he threw his arm away. And the kids all hid behind the hedge and laughed at him, but wouldn't let it show, because they love him so. Yeah, he's a 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero. He's the 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero. And you can see him every weekend with a car full of kids and snow cones. And you know, people across town don't know his name, but on Franklin Pike Circle he's king. 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero. Well, he won a little pony at the Hill High Auction just the other day, and he didn't mean to do it, and he wanted to give the pony away. Oh, when they called out his name, he tried not to claim it, but the kids started crying 'cause they'd already named it. Now who's up every Saturday morning saddling his new toy? You guessed it, the 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Cowboy. He's the 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero. And you can see him every weekend with a car full of kids and snow cones. During Christmas took the kids down to see the floats, when he won't stay home and watch Baltimore coats. 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero. Well, 10:30 news usually finds our hero is a sleepyhead, and Peter's out somewhere wrecking the car, and the rest of the kids are gone to bed. So she takes his hand, they climb the stairs, and he falls asleep. And she bends over him so tenderly to kiss his cheek, 'cause she loves him so, and she's lucky, you know, to be married to the 1432. 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero. He's the 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero. And you can see him every weekend with a car full of kids and snow cones. Christmas took him down to see the floats, when they want to stay home and watch a Baltimore coach. He's the 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero.